You're listening to the Time to Talk podcast with Lewis and Reese.
Hey, Reese.
Hi, Lewis.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I like your garden.
Thank you. I'm keeping it like this. I'm not going to do anything else to it.
That's fair play.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep it as is, I think.
I like your grass. It's just...
Thank you, yeah. It's newly put down.
You've got raspberries as well.
Mm-hmm. I just pick them up and just eat them when I'm hungry.
Don't blame you.
Just every now and then, just a little snack, you know.
Get hungry.
All the natural shit.
Yeah, sure, so, natural.
You know, just the way it goes. But yeah, how you been, mate?
I've been good, thank you. Got your nice tan. I said you fought a very good tan.
Thank you. That's because I've just come back off a lovely holiday.
Where'd you go?
I went to Brazil. I went to Rio de Janeiro. Absolutely gorgeous.
Did you see Christ the Redeemer?
We did see Christ the Redeemer.
Is it actually the Redeemer? I always thought it was...
Yeah, so it's Christ the Redeemer, but they call it Cristo Redentor.
Christian Dior.
But it's really cool. So there's like two ways that you can get to Christ the Redeemer.
Yeah.
So you can either get a nice little leisurely train, where you can get like all the sights, you can take photos, all that kind of stuff. Or you can do a 2.5-3 hour hike up a mountain. I want you to have a guess at which one my family chose to do.
The hike.
Oh. So it starts off really flat.
Okay.
And it starts off, it kind of like brings you into like a false sense of security. It starts off really flat. It's really nice. It's like, oh, okay, this is cool. Then you get about 30 minutes in and you just see
hills,
steps and all of that. And I think by like the 31st minute, my face soaking wet.
Oof.
My top soaking wet. Any inch of sun cream I had on, gone. And because it was so humid out there, the day itself wasn't that sunny.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so humid that by the time, like even though it was shaded and stuff, by the time I got halfway up, I was like, fuck, I can't breathe.
How high is it in the air?
It's really
high. Altitude?
Altitude, I'm not sure, but it's like on the top of a mountain.
Is it as good as it looks? Or would you get there before, is this it?
It's not the most exhilarating thing in the world. It is cool to look at, and obviously it's massive.
Yeah.
And you don't realise how big it is.
Until you get there.
But it is kind of one of those, it's like, I've seen it now.
Now I'm going to go back down there.
Now what? So yeah, then, there's obviously the option again, if you want to, you can get the train down, or you can walk down. Now, my parents were like, should we walk down? I said, you guys have fun. You guys have your fun. I'm getting the train down. We all ended up getting the train down because I think we realised it would be stupid to go downhill.
5 hours.
Yeah.
Back.
But it was nice.
Yeah.
And it was interesting to see. And obviously, it's one of the wonders of the world. So it was like, it's cool that I've seen this in person now. But it is kind of one of those where it's like,
Have you been to Empire State? Building before. No, what's it called? Statue of Liberty?
No.
I reckon that's going to be like the same kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I reckon you hear so much about it.
Oh, do you?
Oh, God, it's in the middle of
water,
isn't it? But I think it's one of those where it's like, you hear so much about it, it's so hyped up. When you get there, it's like,
oh. Can you climb on it? Can you go up on it?
On Christ the Demon?
Yeah.
I think I've seen people up there, but I don't know how
you do it.
They got up there.
Probably a charge somewhere, isn't there?
Yeah. I didn't see any steps or anything, but at this point, I couldn't really see anything.
Just sweat.
I said halfway through, I was like, I'm going to meet Jesus one of two ways. Either physically or metaphorically, by the time I get up to the top of this hill. It was, and it got to a point where like there was this running joke. There were these two French women that we passed them at one point, they passed us at one point, we passed them at one point. By the fifth time, we were just like,
should we go together?
But it was cool. So that was, I think, the first full day.
Yeah.
Because we thought, let's do it, let's
get it
out of the way. We've done it then, we've seen it. And it's kind of good because the weather the rest of the time was like either really sunny or really cloudy.
Oh, okay.
And because it's so high up, there were some days you couldn't even see Jesus' head because it was like, it's that high and there were clouds forming around it. So we went on a good day. What else did we do? We saw a lot of sightseeing, like a lot of nice bars, restaurants. We went to the beach. There was a nice mall there that was like a 10-minute walk away from us.
Did you go to the favelas?
No, and I'll tell you for why. Before we went out there, we were told many times, don't go to the favelas, don't go to the favelas. Even the taxi drivers were like, I wouldn't
stay there.
I think you have to, this is going to sound like so pretentious, you have to have like express invitation by people that live in the favelas to go there. We stayed right next to one.
Yeah.
From where we were staying, you could see one.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, We're not touching that.
What's it like for crime? Could you hear the sirens and that? Was it pretty quiet?
It was pretty quiet, to be fair. Where we were, like specifically, it was pretty quiet. And someone asked me the other day, did I feel unsafe there? And I didn't.
Oh,
like, obviously, it's different because I didn't want to, like, I didn't have my phone, like, flashing and stuff.
Yeah.
But you can get robbed in Birmingham, in London, wherever. Yeah. But I didn't ever feel, like, walking down the road by myself, oh, God, I feel unsafe.
Yeah.
I feel like someone's going to harm me or whatever. It was a really nice, chill place. The people there were really nice. Yeah, everyone was just really kind. The only thing I will say is, if ever you or anyone that's watching this is going to go to Rio, it is very different in terms of, in some countries like Spain or some places in France or whatever, they will at least try and speak English to you. If you don't know any Portuguese,
they don't care.
You're fucked. We went to a shop, and thankfully, like, we'd all learned a couple of little, like, phrases, yeah, stuff like that. We went to a shop. This woman started talking to us in Portuguese. We were like, oh, no fala Portuguese, no fala Portuguese. And she was just like, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, bitch, oh my God. There were obviously some people that
could
speak English and did speak English. Like, when you walk down the beach, because it's more of like a touristy thing,
yeah,
you had people there that were like, Portuguese, English, or like English, and they were speaking to us. But in like the shops, in the mall, for example,
just Portuguese.
It's pretty much just Portuguese. So I would always say, learn at least a basic level
of Portuguese. Just like, yes, no, please, thank you.
Yeah. Can I get the bill? Can I get a caipirinha? Can I get another caipirinha?
Is that a drink?
It's like the national drink of Brazil.
Alcoholic.
Very alcoholic. Ooh. Very strong drinks out there. One of them blew my fucking head off the other day.
You're pissed.
Oh, absolutely I did. I was walking down the beach and I got like a large one. You know that large red one? By the time I'd finished that, I was like, I can't see shit. I can't see shit. I would also say a bit of advice. When you get a taxi, be aware they might try and scam you. So have a look at the meter. Because the meter might say one thing, but they'll be like, oh, it's this much because of blah, blah, blah. Luckily, my dad's pretty firm when he's like, no, it says this, I'm going to pay you this. Yeah. Or I was told it would be this much, so I'll pay you this much. By the time you've done that, they're like, all right, cool.
Yeah, as long as you
don't. But they'll always try and chance it. They'll always try and add a little bit more.
Yeah.
And it's like,
What's the prices over there like?
It's pretty decent out there. Like, £1 is 7 Brazilian real. So it's not the most expensive. So, like, buying souvenirs and stuff, like, wasn't too expensive. Speaking of souvenirs, Becky, if you could do the honours, please. I mean, Jamie, if you could do the honours, please. So, obviously, when I was out there, I asked you a question on Instagram. Now, there are many Havaianas shops all around where we were staying where you could get customised Havaianas. So, my friend...
What the fuck are Havaianas?
I have bought for you a pair of customised Havaianas.
Okay, okay.
There you go.
Thank you, sir.
Now, the original design I was going to get was similar to mine, where I was going to get your initials in, like, golden sparkly colours. And my mum was like, I don't think Reese is really a golden sparkly kind of guy.
Yes, no.
So I just got you the Brazil flag.
Oh, my lad.
On both.
I like it.
So, yeah.
Where you can be for.
This is going to lead me on to my next point, right? So I've got pretty much the exact same pair.
Yeah.
As you, thank you. And obviously, we're going to be in Ibiza at the same time.
Yes, sir.
So I was thinking, if we both bring them to Ibiza, and we meet up in Ibiza...
Havaiana crew, isn't it?
Exactly. Oh, but they are official Havaianas, fresh from Rio. And so, like, in terms of those... They didn't cost that much in English money. Like, when you do the conversion rate and stuff, it's not like they were really expensive.
They feel like, actually, like, you know, flip-flops usually feel shit. These, like, feel sturdy.
Yeah. And it's a bit pink, but, like, the male flip-flops were slightly cheaper than the female ones. Sorry, girls.
Why is that?
I don't know. No idea. But I think the women's ones have, like, different, like, styles and, like, different ways of how they looked and stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas the men was just, like, pretty much all the same. But there were some really small shops that was just flip-flops. There was a massive one that had, like, flip-flops, clothes, bags, phone cases, this, that, the other. There were, like, mid-sized ones that had, like, flip-flops and bags. Honestly, every corner you turned around, I'll be honest,
these are solid, man.
They're nice, aren't they?
I like them.
Literally, all the way here, I was like, please say he's going to like it.
And that's sturdy as well, that little thing.
But I just thought, because of, obviously, you've got these holidays coming up, you've got Ibiza coming up, all of that, I thought these could just be nice, even if you only wear them on holiday. Like, these could just be nice for you to have. And if someone's like, where'd you get them from? Fresh from Rio, man.
From Rio, did you know that?
Fresh from Rio. So, I got you those.
Thank you, sir.
A little souvenir.
I like them. They are good, aren't they?
Because I used to get Reese shot glasses all the time.
They're too many of them.
And I just feel like, yeah, you can have too many shot glasses.
We've got a whole fucking cupboard.
So I thought, let's not get a shot glass this time. I'll get you something a bit sturdier. Well, they were.
Yeah, your garden's fucking it up.
Yeah, my garden's just, you know.
Oh, wow. Yeah, good, aren't they?
Mm. So, yeah. So, I've got a pair that's got LS on one of them and then a Brazil flag on the other.
Yeah.
But I thought I'd get you a slightly different
version. Thank you, sir.
No problem. But, yeah, like, the prices out there were pretty good.
Did you try any authentic Brazilian food?
Yeah, so on the first day, so when we got there, we landed at, like, 5:30 in the morning Brazil time.
Yeah.
But we couldn't check into our place.
5:30 a.m.?
Yeah. We couldn't check into our place until 2 p.m. We could drop our bags off at 11, but we couldn't check into until 2. So what we did was we got off the flight, stayed around the airport for a good couple of hours. I think until about, like, 10, half 10.
Yeah.
We then got a taxi to the place, dropped our bags off, and around where we stayed, there were loads of nice, authentic Brazilian restaurant bars, all of that. So we went to one, and they came round, like, with a tray full of, like, I guess what looked like open pies, but they were, like, traditional Brazilian, I guess like an open pie.
Yeah.
You can get, like, a fish version, a cheese version, you can get a meat version. I think the meat over there is, like, lamb and pork. There's a lot of lamb, pork, fish, not that much chicken.
Really?
Mm. Well, because we're right by the coast, fish is everywhere.
I bet it's fresh as well.
Really nice. Like, I had, I think you saw it on Instagram, I posted, like, that risotto I had.
Oh,
that was good. It was, like, a prawn and leek risotto. Honestly, it was so fucking good. And then my parents had, like, fish dishes and stuff. Such good food out there. Really nice food. Yeah, just a really, really nice place. And we were in, like, I think the gay centre of Rio, Ipanema. So, again, it felt that little bit safer.
Could you tell, like, it was the gay centre?
Yes. Yeah. Everywhere you turned, there were just topless men holding hands with other topless men.
You were in your element.
Yeah. Every single man that was there, my parents were like, oh, look at him.
Did you fall in love a lot?
Not fall in love. There were some that I was like, you're eye candy. I could keep looking at you. But I wasn't like, oh my god, I need to marry him right now. It was just more like, nice to look at.
Show off your bling that you bought.
I bought this, not this one. I bought this ring from the hippie market, because I am in fact a hippie. I just felt like, because it's a neutral colour, and I kind of wear
neutrals,
yes. Except for right now.
He's a bacon bitch.
I just thought that it would be a nice one to buy.
How much was that?
This was, I think, only 5 real. Which is less than a pound.
That's mad.
Yeah, like 80p or something like that.
Fucking
mm-hmm. So it genuinely, like, it's not the cheapest, but it's pretty cheap out there.
Did you do anything that you would advise people not to go do? It's not worth it.
No, everything that we did, we wanted to do. We wanted to go paragliding at one of the points, but the weather was kind of like up and down, so we didn't really have the opportunity. We would have liked to have done that. We were going to do a boat trip, but actually I would probably advise not to do that because we were offered a price for the boat trip, but it was like only for half a day. And by the time you'd like got to the first island, you've got to go back. So you spend all that money to get on a boat.
To do football,
basically. So
the sharks there?
I had no idea. I didn't really go in the sea because it was freezing cold.
Really?
The sea was so cold. And yeah, I'm not really a beach. Like, I like the beach, but it's not.
I used to get sharks, I do.
I just hate going in the sea and, like, a fish will go past me and.
Seaweed when you're coming out the sea and it's only 40 knots.
Yeah, it's just weird. But I'm trying to think of other things.
I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth the flight and the jet lag?
Yes, if you really, really want to go to Rio.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, the flight there for me, if you'd have said it was 5 hours, I'd have gone, yeah, cool. Because I slept for a lot of it, and it was a comfortable flight. Now, I'll be honest, we did upgrade to premium economy. So we had extra leg room, and we had, like, kind of the comforts of that. The flight back for me was awful. I bought some melatonin out there.
Oh, yeah.
Took one. I was like, right, I'll take one at 7 o'clock. By the time it gets to like 8, I'll be... My sleep was so fucked. It was so fragmented. Every like hour, every half an hour, I was like waking up. And you know when you wake up and your eyes hurt?
Well, you don't... Yeah, you wake up more tired than when you went to sleep. Yes. Yeah.
I think because of the fact I was sat in this position for so long, I was wriggling. It just didn't feel comfortable. It is a long flight. I think getting out there was 11 hours 20. Getting back was 10:45. So, it's not the worst. It's just about, I guess, when you fly, who you fly with, all of that.
How was the flight compared to going to Mexico?
It was pretty much the same. Like, again, going out to Mexico, it's less, like, flight time out there.
Yeah.
But me, Chloe, and Tom always make a joke of, like, the flight to Mexico felt like no time at all because we were excited to go. Yeah. We were, like, getting drunk. We were this and that. We were excited, all of that. Yeah. It didn't feel like that long. The flight back was awful. None of us could sleep. We didn't have any extra leg room, so we were all, like, cramped like this. It just felt, even though it was a much shorter flight coming back, it just felt like forever. Yeah. Whereas this... Yeah, it was easier. The flights were easier. There wasn't as much turbulence either way. And also, Rio Airport, beautiful.
Is it?
So clean. So clean.
Better than Birmingham.
Much better than Birmingham Heathrow. Oh my God, that was a shit all compared to that. Yeah. But, yeah, I think the flight itself was pretty nice. And because it was like, it was a BA flight, so the staff there were really nice. And, like, you kind of get free drinks anytime.
Really?
I think I'd
say. Is that because you really upgraded?
No, I think that was kind of a standard thing. You could get like a juice or a little gin.
Did you get a in-flight meal?
Yeah.
Ooh, what'd you get?
A bit shit. I think.
Oh, I always like the in-flight meal.
On the way there, I had like a lamb pie with like some vegetables.
That's all right.
It was all right.
Microwave meal.
Probably. Yeah. And then it was like a little, like what's it called now? Panna cotta? Panna cotta? No, like a custardy kind of dessert thing.
Oh.
It was all right. Then the breakfast was a full English, which was one sausage, unseasoned eggs, a couple of shit beans.
They usually give you a salt and pepper sachet, don't they?
Yeah, it's like this big.
Yeah.
And then we got like a little pot of fruit and some coffee and tea and all that. And then coming back, the meal, like the dinner was, you could have like a roast chicken, it was like a roast lamb, mm. or like a vegetable meal, so like a risotto. So I had the roast chicken.
Yeah.
And then again, normal breakfast.
Yeah.
So the food was alright.
Passable.
Yeah, I didn't buy any like snacks on the flight because I just thought it's not worth it.
No.
They give you a little pack of sour cream and onion pretzels.
Oh, that's alright.
So
they're nothing.
Yeah, that was fine. Heathrow is lovely. I've never flown from Terminal 5 before.
Don't know.
Yes, like, yeah.
Is it new? The new one.
Newish, yeah. Like they've upgraded it within the last 10 years or so. But it's nice. It was a really nice experience. And it was nice enough that, because of the age that I am now, although it was a family holiday and we did things together, there were a lot of times where I was like, well, I'm going to go off and do
my thing.
This thing. I'm going to go off for a walk. I'm going to go and
did you find
explore.
Another boy over there?
There were a couple of quite nice guys out there, and I was like, I might come back to this station just to speak to you again. But I was more just there for the sights, like the photos, for the experience, all of that.
Where is it ranking all your holidays?
Ooh. Pretty high,
but
not. I wouldn't say like top three.
Ooh.
But I would probably say like definitely top 10, probably top 5. Okay. Just a really genuinely nice place.
Best place you've been there overall.
Best place I've ever been.
You can say Jamaica if it's
Jamaica. I think Jamaica's different because although it's gorgeous and it was an amazing place,
it
was the fact that we're there. It didn't feel like I was on holiday because, like, obviously a lot of family and stuff.
Yeah.
And we visited them. So it didn't really feel like it was a holiday per se.
Yeah.
I'd probably say for the experience, Mexico. Because it was just insane, all inclusive. Like, the people were nice, the food was nice. The experience as a whole was amazing. So I'd probably say Mexico is my first. But then Mauritius was quite good because my parents got married over there. I had my 10th birthday over there. So that's another high one for those reasons. My third, probably. Crazily enough, probably Malia.
Really?
Yeah, because I was.
Fucking.
I was 20. It was a party. Like we had the party experience. Yes. We got lit. And it was just fun. It was just jokes the whole time.
That's what it's about. Isn't it?
Yeah. So I mean, I'm probably gonna say Ibiza's probably going to be in the top three.
Yes.
By the time it's done. I'm excited for Ibiza. I actually still can't believe that...
Same time.
We're going at the same time. So for context, me and the girls have planned to go to Ibiza from the 22nd to the 27th of June.
Yes.
You were planning on going to Ibiza around a similar time. We hadn't really booked dates or anything. Reece then texted me one day going, I booked Ibiza, sent me the dates. I said, Reece, you know we're there at the exact same time. So we're going to be in Ibiza at the same time. We've got to link up.
Yes, of course.
We've got to do something with our new Havaianas.
Yeah. Walk around in the club with them.
Yeah, man. But yeah, I'm just excited for
It's going to be so that. Expensive, don't they?
I need to start saving up. To be fair, I've started saving up.
It's need to pre-drink heavy, I think.
Oh, we've said that. We're going to buy a lot of booze. Because we've each got, like, how we're staying is, like, we've each got our own kind of apartment thing in like, this big kind of hotel. I think it's like a hotel, but the rooms are more like apartments.
Yeah.
I'm just going to stock my booze.
Yeah. I think we're staying at Hard Rock Hotel.
Okay.
Which is next to Ushuaia, I met.
Okay.
So that's what we're all for.
I think we're going to do Ushuaia at one point.
I need to get our itinerary and send it across to you, because then you'll know. Because obviously we're going for someone's 40th birthday.
Oh, is that what you're doing? Oh, shit.
I want to do one of you for once. This will be my one. Because I'm there for the 20th to the 28th, 8 days. Do everything in one hit. Never go there again.
I mean, if you think about it, this is technically my third time in Ibiza. However, well, third time's a charm, let's hope. The first time I went...
Was that the camping one?
Yes. I was fucking duped. Because... I was told it's just going to be a nice holiday. Wasn't told I was staying on a campsite. So I was there for a week on a campsite. Not great. The second time I went with my family and we kind of went out of season. So nothing was open.
You don't really want to go in season.
It was like nothing was open. It was a bit cold, a bit wet and stuff. So I'd been, but I've never done the Ibiza experience. Whereas this will be the actual Ibiza experience.
You're going to go full Ibiza experience.
Well, if I don't come back with at least one STI, I've not done it right. Okay.
Eh? I don't think many people are shagging out beef, you know. It's all drugs, isn't it?
A lot of drugs. There's probably a lot of shagging out there as well.
You'll be down for that.
Especially if I've got my own apartment, you know what I'm
saying? Damn.
Any boys out there going to Ibiza? Let me know.
Damn.
I might dabble in maybe one or two recreational drugs, who knows? Potentially. Depends on what's on offer.
Imagine your first time MD or something, me and you in a club in Ibiza. That is heritage.
That would be sick. So, who knows? Maybe you can persuade me in Ibiza.
That would be actually outrageous.
Maybe you can persuade me. But I'm looking forward to it. It's coming fast, like, if you think.
No.
May is in a few days. And then it's literally.
And 2 months?
Like 6 weeks away or something? I need to go back in the gym real quick.
Any, I've just started. I
need to get back in the gym, bitch.
No, it's the worst thing. Leg day, I swear, we haven't done it for a while. Got these hammies.
I mean, after we did that walk to Christ the Redeemer to flip back to Brazil, literally the next day, my legs were fucked.
Did you have a pull?
Yeah. Well, it was more like a plunge pull. It was like quite small and it was like on a corner.
Yeah.
So you couldn't like swim in it.
Just to sit.
But you can, kind of sit.
Marinated, everyone's pissed.
Well, it was more like a jacuzzi, I guess, but a bigger one, because it had like a bubble thing and everything. That was also quite
cool. Was it all inclusive, the whole hotel?
No. We did cook some of the nights, so we got like some chicken and some potatoes and veg and cooked and stuff. Had like really nice breakfasts, like we bought nice loaves of bread, some eggs, like we had some meats and some cheeses, things like that.
What's the eggs like over there? Because obviously every country I go to, I always judge the eggs, and some countries have like eggs where I'm like, I would never touch that.
They were okay. They were white eggs. But I guess once you scramble it, like, it's all the same. But, yeah, they were alright. The milk out there is a bit weird. It's all like UHT milk.
Because it's hot though, isn't it? That's why.
It's all UHT. We couldn't really find the one that we wanted.
Yeah.
I guess. And because everything in Portuguese, I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Google Translate.
Honestly, at some points we were like, what's this saying? But yeah, it's a really good experience. I definitely recommend it. Definitely recommend going if you can.
Would you have stayed longer or shorter?
I think I could have probably done a couple more days there, but hear me out here. I love my family.
Oh.
But I could have probably done a few extra days there by myself.
Yes.
Like, if it was, those guys were going and we were going for 10 days, but then I had like the additional four by myself.
Yeah.
I probably could have done that.
Okay.
But I think 10 days in the like setup that it was, yeah, was perfect. Because by the 10th day, I was like, I don't know, I see you guys anymore.
I don't know.
Love you, but off you fuck. But no, I think it's a place that you can kind of spend 2 weeks there. If you really wanted to. You just have to have like a full itinerary of things to do.
Yeah.
I couldn't have just done 2 weeks of just sitting around.
Yeah.
It'd be like, right, Christ Redeemer this day, then we'll go and do this, and we'll go and see this museum, and we'll go and do this, and we'll go and do that. I always think it's good to have a lot to do,
yeah,
to go for 2 weeks.
Explore, so yeah, innit?
That's the thing, you can explore more. Like, we saw Copacabana Beach very, very briefly.
Oh, briefly.
But it was packed. Oh. Like, you couldn't even get on the beach. But also, I think Lady Gaga was performing out there, like, just after we had left. So they were setting things up. We had no idea what was going on. And the taxi driver was like, ah, Lady Gaga. And we were like, oh, shit, she's performing.
He just looked it up.
Like, is that where? But yeah.
Fucking hell.
It's a really nice place.
Top five. Not top three. Top five.
Yeah, I would probably definitely say top five.
Fair place. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Some tips and tricks here. It was cool. We can do another one of these after Ibiza when we're either injured,
oh,
broken men,
broke, depressed, sad, tanned.
Sunburnt, or tanned.
But yeah, it'll be a good one, Ibiza.
Mm.
Not to lose, not this week, next week. I love to
lose. Oh, shit.
To lose, I love it. I recommend it. It's just very God's got it. Very old. I love it. It's so peaceful.
I've never been there.
Like, the culture there is just like everyone after work just goes to the pub. But you all sit outside, no one's inside the pubs.
Oh wow.
And there's cafes, but the cafes also sell alcohol. If you speak French, and good money over there. But they don't earn a lot of money over there, you know.
Is it one of those where, like Paris, if you don't speak French, they will like look at you and shut on the floor?
No. They're like happy to see an English person because obviously, right, English people means money. Because it's like towards the bottom of France, but not really many people go there because, right, it's not one of the big things. Mm. Yeah, so I like it.
Because
like,
I've been to Paris once, and honestly,
no.
If you don't speak French there, they look at you like you're a fucking terrorist. They look at you like you've just punched them in the face.
Paris is a shithole though as well.
Like, I think when me and Holly went for like 3 days, and we managed to do what we wanted to do, and it was cool. But
that was your first TikTok that popped off, wasn't it?
No, that was Positano.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, that was Italy. That was like, what, two?
See, all these places are the same. Never even heard of Positano. Never heard of that before.
To be honest, I'd never heard of it before Holly mentioned it. But I think she'd always, because you know, she's an aesthetics girl. She likes, you know, how things look and photos and stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's like a really picturesque place.
One of those places
that's been like on her vision board. She's always wanted to see it and go there.
Yeah.
So when we had planned to go away, she was like, oh, we want to go to Italy. Why don't we go here? It's like just off the Amalfi Coast, genuinely beautiful.
No, I've never heard of Formula.
Amalfi Coast?
Never heard of it.
It's really nice. It's a really nice part of Italy. But yeah, that's where the first TikTok of mine like popped off.
And it's almost at 10,000 followers, subscribers on TikTok?
I'm nearly, well yeah, I think I'm almost at 7,000 now, so hopefully.
You're at 10, don't we?
If more and more things keep popping off.
You've been popping off though, some of your ones have been funny recently. I'm thinking, some of the ones
recently, I'm like, okay.
You're on form.
Okay, come on, Lewis.
I like the one, this is your liver, this is your spleen. Put that back, please. I like that one.
I just like stitching videos and just saying stupid shit.
That is,
and just hoping for the best, really. Yeah. I always say, like, the ones that I put a lot of time and effort into don't usually pop off. It's the ones where I'm like,
you laughed, yeah, like you laughed on the train.
Yeah, that's literally got nearly
massively
10 million views, and I'm just laughing on the train.
Yeah.
Whereas I've done some before where I've like properly curated it. I've gone, right, I'm going to do this sound, put this caption, blah blah blah, and it's got like 100 views.
Yeah.
And it's madness.
And you could be lying. Like you could literally just genuinely be lying, and no one would know. Outrageous.
But yeah, it's just mad how the algorithm works. Because then I always put the FYP hashtag on there.
Yeah.
But then some of them do really, really well. And some of them don't do that well. But then sometimes I put like a random hashtag and that pops off. It's crazy. There's no real like rhyme or reason. I should probably do more lives, but I just don't want to be that person that sits there on live. You know, you see some of the ones that like start live at 4 o'clock and at 9 they're still on live.
And it's like dead.
Yeah, I don't want to be that person. Because I also feel like, who's going to sit there for 4 hours listening to me talk shit?
But the thing is, there's some people out there that watch like these streamers and that, and they sit there for like 6-7 hours. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's such a sad way to live.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. Like, obviously I've done some before where I've been cooking or whatever, or if I've been watching Big Brother or whatever, you know. But that's about it.
Yeah.
I don't want to just sit there all day long just on TikTok Live.
Or watch along, isn't it?
I've got better things to do with my day, you know. Yeah. But I think that's probably going to help me get more, I guess, interest and stuff. Yes. We'll see. We'll see. If I get 10,000, I might go live at 10,000 and be like, hey, give me money, TikTok. Please give me money, TikTok.
I wonder if it's like accrued. So if you do hit 10K, could you imagine? Pay you out.
I'd be quids in, man. TikTok. Yeah.
He's a double down.
But yeah, there's like certain criteria you have to have hit to be on the creator fund. And I hit 2 of them.
That's what you need.
I just need to get 10,000 followers.
There you go.
And then I'm on the way.
The money team.
To get in money. So yeah. Any other questions about Rio, etc.?
You've answered them all, to be fair. Thank you, sir.
No problem. Hope you've enjoyed. Hope you've enjoyed. Thanks for listening.
See you later.
See you on the next one. Deuces.
Sorry for a piss, man.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.